You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on this Saturday morning on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along. And glad to have on the phone with me from her home in Brooklyn, Sari Wilson. She's the author of the novel Girl Through Glass. It's a look at a young ballet dancer growing up in the dance world of New York in the 1970s. And for every young girl or young woman or a woman of an age, you know the ballet is sometimes, well, just part of growing up. Sari Wilson, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
So Girl Through Glass, I have to say, I usually read a book before I read the press materials, but I could sense as I was reading Girl Through Glass that you were a dancer already and had gone through that rite of passage of being a young ballerina. Just the way you write about the classes, the interaction among the dancers, you were a dancer, right?
Yes, I was a childhood dancer. I studied ballet from about 8 to about 15, and it was a really big part of my life. It was really, I would say, even the main part of my life, you know, when I was growing up. And it was a certain time and place, too, in New York City. And, you know, the Russians were really, it was a very glamorous time for ballet. And so it very, you know, it really imprinted on me. And then I decided later on as a writer that I wanted to go back into that world and really kind of unpack, you know, the characters in it and what had happened. Now, my character Mira is a composite, really. She is not me. I ended up interviewing a number of girls I had danced with, some of whom went on to become professionals. And so her experience is broader than mine, and she certainly goes places I never went.
Well, the ballet and the regime of learning to be a ballerina is quite strict. I confess I married a ballerina, or a former ballerina, so I know all about the dance world and the trials and tribulations. And it really is a drive. You know, professional athletes have nothing on young ballerinas, really, when it comes to having to have that drive and ambition and form and physicality. A lot of the girls who've been through it realize it, but a lot of folks who haven't been through it don't realize what a demand ballet and dance puts on a body.
Absolutely. I think that was one of my, it was one of my goals in writing this book, was to bring to life, try to communicate the power of the body as it's experienced in dance. So, you know, the power of routine and repetition and how that forms a body, a young body, and the kind of power that it gives you, even in the adult world, if you are gifted, but then also the cost of that, being gifted and also having that kind of level of control over your body at a young age.
I found it, well, at times horrifying, the control that the ballet masters or teachers have over the young students at times. And living with these adults as you're growing up, because, well, more than once, I was shocked how young Mira is at the beginning. I mean, quite young for a dancer. We're not talking even before becoming a teenager. And very adult approach being delivered to these young women by the adults in their lives. And that just has to be interesting as you're trying to develop as just a young person.
Yes, I think that, again, was something I was trying to explore in this book. You know, it's the crucible of ballet, but really it's about ambition, it's about coming of age, and it's about the pursuit of beauty, but artistic beauty at a high level. And, you know, one of the things about that world is that both the adults and the children, everybody in that world, they're all together linked in the pursuit of the same goal, right? And so it really isn't the same kind of division between generations or ages that there is in what, you know, dancers would think of or bunheads as the normal world. You know, you're really in kind of an alternate reality. That kind of, that level of physical commitment to a goal for athletes too requires a kind of checking of your broader humanity, maybe even at the door, and just, you know, a kind of level of sacrifice, but on the part of the students and the teachers, and that's just really the culture, you know, and it's fascinating to look at from outside.
Sari Wilson, her first novel is titled Girl Through Glass, very evocative portrait of 1970s New York and the dance scene there, the dance world. We're talking ballet. You can learn more about it at our website, WVXU.org. But this isn't just about ballet, Sari. This is more than just a ballet book, because you also have a parallel storyline talking about Kate, a dance history professor in later years who had gone through the bunhead routine. I forgot to mention the bunheads. I love that, too, that you know, the ballet students all refer to each other as bunheads. But that look back to have a little fresher or older perspective on what's happening in the dance world. Why did you feel that that was important to bring to the book?
Well, I wrote the Mira storyline first, and I was younger when I wrote it. And then I finished the book, or I finished her storyline, and I realized that it wasn't finished. And then I had my daughter, and I started getting this other voice, you know, this first-person voice, very different than Mira. Hers is third-person. And I just started writing with that voice, and she grew into Kate. And then I just felt that I had a book. You know, the juxtaposition of those two storylines was the way I put together the book. It hadn't felt like a book until Kate came along. But I think thematically I was trying to get to the question of, you know, the costs and privileges of having a gifted childhood in that pursuit of excellence in a, you know, on an elite and professional stage, but then also the psychological ramifications of that, and then how as an adult do you make sense of that, and how can you kind of reimagine yourself out of the limelight? Because for dancers, really, at whatever age, you know, your career ends at some point, and then you need to make an adjustment, like athletes, right, into this, you know, the world the rest of us live in, and it's such a different world as you were, I think, really wonderfully kind of describing or getting at, you know, what are the psychological, the way that your psychology functions as a young dancer, and the way that you grow up and the way that you're formed, how do you take that into this, you know, our other, the normal world? And then how do you reconstitute yourself and how do you heal, in a sense?
Well, you do bring the dark side of ballet out as well. When you are questing for excellence, you do things that you might not normally do. And of course, when it comes to ballet and dancers needing to maintain form and body shape, there's eating disorders, there's overlooking physical pain, and really, those are horrors that people don't think about when they're looking at the beauty of a ballet on stage.
I know, it's, you know, I wanted in this novel to put all the contradictions into it. You know, it really is a celebration, I hope, of dance and the power of dance and the passion of dancers and their commitment to their form and what they give to us as viewers. And then at the same time, it is an honest and, you know, look at what the costs are and the competition and the psychological pressures and the pressure on body image and the need to grow up very quickly. The Kate character, I hoped, gave it a sense of that the passage of time can allow for the healing and the, you know, the, I don't know, a cyclical sense that there is a way that the child become one, if that makes sense.
I loved a line towards the beginning of the book, right at the end of a chapter. It's Kate talking to herself, saying, there's too much of me, or too much desire, or desire of the wrong kind, whatever it is. When I let go, I ruin things. I need to keep myself contained, buttressed. I've learned that the hard way. And boy, from that line on, I just was feeling for your character, Sari. I mean, you can feel their trials and tribulations as the story unfolds, and learning that, you know, you can be yourself, but you can't be yourself.
Well, thank you, Mark. I think, you know, there is a particular psychology of the ballet dancer, and perhaps it's very similar to a professional sports, you know, a professional athlete. But there is, you know, it requires such sacrifice and then at the same time such passion from a young age that I think, you know, making the transition out of that world, it really is true. You know, what do you do with that level of passion? What do you do with that desire, even what becomes after years in that world, the need to offer a sacrifice?
I'm speaking with Sari Wilson. Her novel's Girl Through Glass, about the ballet world in New York in the 1970s, a young ballerina coming up, and also a parallel tale of a dance professor and historian later in life. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And why 1970s New York? Beyond the fact that was about the same time that you were practicing dance, Sari, but I'm curious, you know, was that a pivotal time? Was that what really laid the foundation for what the ballet world is today, the 1970s in New York?
It really is. That part is autobiographical. You know, I grew up at the same time as Mira, in that dance world. The studio in Carnegie Hall is very much drawn on my memories of my first ballet studio. And, you know, I wanted to, moving back to New York as an adult, I wanted to get my childhood memories, find a place for them, because that city of my childhood, that New York of my childhood, it really feels like a lost city to me now. So it grew out of these childhood memories of dance, and then I started doing some historical research as I was writing and learning about that moment in dance, which was really kind of the apotheosis of the Balanchine era, when he was our god, and his aesthetics dominated the entire, I would say probably, American ballet world. So it was this moment of time. It was also this time when ballet was very mainstream, and it kind of burst into the spotlight. So many girls wanted to be ballet dancers. Baryshnikov and Gelsey Kirkland were celebrities. They were on the cover of Newsweek magazine. You know, it's hard to, sort of like Misty Copeland, but you know, times 20. And so I just needed a place to put those memories and to explore that time period in ballet. It was a pivotal moment. It was a moment that we are still feeling in the dance world now.
I had to grin. I remembered reading, I think it was back in December in the New York Times, where you wrote an article and talked about your love of ballet and growing up, and you were talking about the season and talking about the Nutcracker and what the Nutcracker meant to you, and you talked about trying to protect your daughter from dance, and hard to do, isn't it, Sari?
it's almost impossible, apparently, to have my daughter is 8, she's almost 9, and I hadn't put her in dance, or specifically in ballet. I just was going to take her lead. I decided I wasn't making it taboo, but I was not going to put her in dance at age 3. And by the time she was 8, her school got a dance teacher who just electrified the school. She's a wonderful dance teacher. And suddenly my daughter wanted to be a snowflake in the Nutcracker. That's all she wanted to do with her life. And she auditioned, and she wore a tutu, and she managed to get in with no dance experience at all. And I wrote that piece because it was such a bittersweet moment for me to see her joy, you know. And I had kind of forgotten about that, Mark. I had forgotten the joy of it as a young girl. You know, you get to live in this kind of fantasy world. You get to live inside a fairy tale. And it's really unparalleled. So it's really a complex look, you know, at that world of young girls.
Well, I have to say, Sari, your novel certainly clears it up and explains it for many who haven't been there. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for reading it so deeply. And I imagine that being married to a ballet dancer gives you a special insight into that rather closed world.
Well, I think this book reveals it to all who haven't. So thank you again, and thanks for your time this morning, Sari.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Sari Wilson. Her first novel is called Girl Through Glass. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.